Vice President Mike Pence on Tuesday cast an unprecedented tie-breaking vote to confirm Betsy DeVos as the next U.S. Secretary of Education. But the outcome came as no surprise to Diane Ravitch.
She's a huge advocate for vouchers and school choice. She doesn't like public schools. And for some reason, that qualifies her to be Secretary of Education.
A former assistant education secretary in the George Bush administration, she shared DeVos's vision for education reform. That included backing the No Child Left Behind Act of 2001. But Ravitch's views transformed along the way. Today, Ravitch is America's most recognized advocate for the public education system. She's an author and research professor at New York University, and she spoke to KETR ahead of the Senate vote on Tuesday.
She and her family are the major donors to the National Republican Party. She was the head of the Michigan Republican Party, but they've given money to Republicans all across the country, including to about half the Republicans now in the Senate who are voting on her nomination.
Ravitch said the nomination of DeVos underlined progress being made by proponents of school privatization, both nationally as well as here in Texas. She believes it's all about money, whether that's in profit for private education executives or religious fundamentalists trying to fund private schools.
The education industry is invested in privatizing public schools. There's a lot of money to be made in the charter schools, and a lot of religious groups are hoping to get vouchers to keep their religious schools afloat. There are fundamentalist groups of evangelicals, of Orthodox Jews, of other Orthodox groups that say, we need the money, and we need the money for our schools.
She also pointed to Senate Bill 3, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's push to create a system of educational savings accounts. Ravitch said that if that bill was passed, it would result in the defunding of public schools in favor of the wealthy and at the expense of the poor.
It's really a lose-lose because the deal with education funding is it's not growing. Senator Patrick's not saying we need more money for education and let's have education savings account. It's the same pot of money, only there'll be less money for public schools, and that's what this is all about.
Ravitch pointed to attempts in other states to implement similar legislation. She says that whenever the public is allowed to choose, they usually choose public schools, and that's because average Americans believe public schools are vital components of their communities.
It's one of the curiosities of the voucher proponents that they dare not speak their name. So they don't ever say, this is a voucher bill. They say, this is about education savings account, tuition tax credit. They never just say, are you in favor of vouchers? Because every time vouchers have been put to a public vote, they have lost. So I think that Lieutenant Governor Patrick should just come out and say, do you want vouchers?
Ravitch also said that the state's planned A through F school ranking system was designed to delegitimize public schools.
And the schools in poor neighborhoods always end up in the F column, and the schools in rich neighborhoods always end up in the A column. So you may as well dispense with ranking the schools and just say, if you attend school and you're poor, we're going to turn your school into a charter.
That was Diane Ravitch speaking in Commerce. For KETR, I'm George Hale.